Switching off from Kobe and talking about the Lakers once Kobe leaves. Now, I know they got young talent. They drafted, you know, D'Angelo Russell, number two overall. He's starting to pick up his play and play a lot better and is adjusted to the NBA game as of late. You know, Julius Randle had his first triple-double of his career, you know, last week, I believe. And, you know, they have their worst team record-wise in the Western Conference. They potentially could get, you know, the number one overall pick this summer, which they could possibly draft another franchise player post-Kobe, and a guy like Ben Simmons out of LSU, possibly a Brandon Ingram out of Duke. So what are you hearing about what the Lakers' plans are, you know, specifically? Are they looking towards a draft? Are they looking towards, you know, this summer in terms of free agents? Are they going to, you know, go after Kevin Durant? What are you hearing about, you know, what's next for the Lakers?
Well, it's a very big question. Well, first of all, let me just say this. The Lakers, as far as team, as far as, you know, the summer goes, as other teams go, they are in a great position because, one, more than likely, they're going to hold on to that top three protected pick. They're going to either pick one, two, or three. So if you're able to do that, now you get the pick of the litter in this next draft class, which is supposed to be good. Obviously, everyone's talking about Ben Simmons out of LSU, how good this guy can be. Brandon Ingram is the guy that I really like. I think he's got, you know, so much more polished skills than Simmons does. He could shoot the outside shot. He could handle the ball. He could drive to the basket. He's long. He could defend. At times I look at him like, dang, that looks a little like Kevin Durant. Now, obviously, those are big things to build because Kevin Durant, in 9 years, has established himself as already one of the great scorers in the history of the NBA. In 9 years, and without winning a championship. So Ingram, those are the big shoes to fill. But I'm saying body type-wise, the ability to knock down three, that would be the ideal pick. Not to mention the Lakers have a black hole at the small forward position. Nick Young has got to see himself out at some point.
Tell me about it, Swaggy P. I mean, Iggy Azalea need to that circus needs to go.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the fact is you're going to have a hole at that small forward position, as well as the center position. But, you're going to get yourself a nice pick. And it could be Ingram. It could be Simmons. It could be Jaylen Brown out of Cal. It could be somebody else. You know, and I still think they should, if they get the pick, shop it around. See what other teams are going to be willing to give you for that pick. If you can get, you know, a more established star or a star on the rise, that's got to be your plan as well. You know what I mean? So I think that's one thing. And as far as Durant goes, it's going to be really tough because Kevin Durant, just like LaMarcus Aldridge last year, these guys are headed towards 30 years old. They don't want to be part of a rebuilding project. Even though the Lakers do have a promising core with Julius Randle, with Jordan Clarkson, with D'Angelo Russell, and whatever picks they get this year, assuming they keep it, they want to go to a more established team. So Kevin Durant is going to probably look at Houston or Washington. Or, heck, San Antonio. We don't know. Golden State has already been moved. So we don't know what this offer. But I can tell you this. I don't think the Lakers are high on the list as everybody in the media thinks. I think this guy wants to go to a place he will have a shot at winning a championship right then and now. So, if you're the Lakers, you don't put all your eggs in that Durant basket. You go after the secondary guy, Harrison Barnes, the Warriors, who get free agents. This guy is an efficient two-way player with some untapped star potential. Why not get him in to provide some leadership and experience? And not to mention, he's still a young guy. And he's a former Tar Heel, just like Kevin Kupchak. So I'm sure he'll like that. He's got Nick Lutz available, Kent Bazemore. I'm not saying these guys are going to be the difference between the Lakers' DNA playoffs and not. But I'm saying for good quality players that can building block to make your team more attractive to other star players when they become free agents. So I've on the Lakers, you know, to address the three spot, to address the center spot, and of course you have to clear the top three picks and decide who you're gonna get or whether or not you're gonna trade it. So it's a lot of decisions because there's a lot of different directions they can go in.
Now, switching off from